thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And every year around my birthday or at the new year, I tend to ask myself the same question. Am I becoming who I'm supposed to be becoming, and am I doing things in the right way? Well, we're all on a journey through life trying to get back to our Heavenly Father by making the right choices, but each of our paths looks a little different from each other, and there are several different life lessons that we can learn along the way. The newest Mormon message, The Journey, talks about that as it highlights a story from the life of President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. And the producer for the video, Bruce Newbold, is here with us today to talk about it. Thanks for being here, Bruce.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So why was this story selected to create a Mormon message out of?
You know, we look at the conference messages to kind of get a prophetic voice of what is happening. At least that's how we identify it, a prophetic voice. What is the message that's being spoken? And the various producers who were involved in selecting the stories go through the conference talks. And this just happened to be one that we felt like, you know, we can put some visuals to this very easily. He's telling a wonderful little story. Mm-hmm. A previous Mormon message called A Mother's Hope was very well received. It was kind of the similar animation. And so they said, we'd kind of like to have a companion piece to A Mother's Hope. Can you take this one, which we have titled The Journey? I think the actual conference talk is something like Life's Journeys or something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But anyway, so we took this and I put the animation with it, and it turned out to be a beautiful little spot.
And I'm curious, because one of the first things you notice is that it is an animated film, but it's a wide-release Mormon message. It's not a Mormon message for youth or children. But it's animated, and I'm curious why that artistic decision was made.
Well, you know, we actually, in the very beginning, went out and filmed actors going up the hills and so on and so forth. And the desire was to put what they called, and I'm not much of an artist, they called it a painterly style.
Okay.
If you happen to see something like Lord of the Rings, whenever the character takes his ring off, he kind of goes into this world, this kind
everything
of
blurs,
invisible
kind
world.
Of,
yeah, there's
right.
kind of a wind, kind of a this backdrop kind of that is moving a little mm-hmm. bit. That's kind of what they call the painterly style in this original, in what we were planning originally for The Journey. Mm. But that was nixed eventually, and so we went back to the simple animation to follow A Mother's Hope. So yeah, we did hike around the hills with actors, with an actress and a young boy, mm-hmm. and we had some wonderful footage. It was back behind Midway, up in mm-hmm. the hills above Midway. But the decision finally, in the long run, was not to move in that direction, but to take it back to animation. So we used the models of the actors and the footage that we had, and then drew things according to that.
And I think it's interesting, too, because even though this is a wide-release Mormon message, it's not targeted to children, but it can appeal to children when they watch it. And it can be sort of this family-friendly viewing experience where kids will be intrigued by the artistic style, but then hopefully get a message out of it as well. How do you think this story that President Uchtdorf shared can help people who might feel lost on their life's journey?
I think every one of us have a unique path that we follow. It depends on our time and place on the planet. And so I think the part of this message, I think, that touched people's hearts is that we recognize that each and every one of us take a different journey. And mortality throws us some different trials and challenges along that path.
Right.
So while we're all interested, we all kind of have the same super objective, everything's going to be a little different. And so I think the compelling factor in this that touches hearts is that we recognize that everybody's journey is different. And President Uchtdorf then speaks to our hearts in this because we recognize that sometimes that path is real easy, sometimes it's not. And sometimes Heavenly Father has something different as the heavenly tutor that is over us all, and he will refine us and he will hone us in certain ways that will surprise us in life. And so the journey here, I think, is unique to everyone because we all walk our own path. but we all have the ultimate same objective of reaching home, a heavenly home.
Mm-hmm. And President Uchtdorf does offer some advice to those who are watching that the scriptures provide a great guide map and an insight into where you should go on your journey. And if you're off a little bit, how to kind of get back onto where Heavenly Father wants you to be. What do you hope that viewers learn and feel as they watch this video?
You had mentioned the scriptures. There is also, President Uchtdorf mentions as well, loving parents, loving family, whatever that family situation may be, a support mm-hmm. group there. He also mentions church leaders. He talks about the scriptures. I hope that people will glean from this a sense that they are not alone, that Heavenly Father has tremendous love for them, that we have amazing potential that perhaps we haven't tapped yet. We don't recognize that. We kind of have to just trust Heavenly Father that we were raised in His presence and probably accomplished just phenomenal things. And now we're dropped into these mortal bodies, and He says, okay, little toddler, take off. And if you fall, we'll help pick you back up again.
Yeah.
So I think that's... He doesn't leave us alone in this process. He gives us an awful lot of assistance and help along the way. And I think we have to be open to that. We have to recognize that we glean from the talents of other people. We allow their gifts to help us, and we complement one another.
Mm-hmm. And I love that we're definitely, like you said, we're not left alone. We're not sent here to fail or to struggle to find the right path all of our lives. We're here to succeed, and the scriptures and Heavenly Father and our church leaders and our families, like you said, can help us to do that. So thank you so much, Bruce, for being here and sharing your thoughts on this video with us today.
You're very welcome.
So be sure to watch The Journey, which is now available on mormonchannel.org, and it's really something that the whole family can get into and learn something from. We're going to close with a quote from the talk featured in the video by President Uchtdorf, and he said, "As you joyfully use the map your loving Heavenly Father has provided for your journey, it will lead you to holy places and you will rise to your supernal potential." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.